Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, we know dating can be tough, and if you've gone out on a first date with somebody and it was great and you both agreed it was great, and then silence from the other person, you haven't heard from them even after a couple of texts or messages or whatever, we'll see if we can't track them down and get some of those answers for you. Why? Hi, is this Jenny?
Hi. Hi, yes
it's Thunder and PT. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks. Good. How are you doing?
We're good. Welcome to Second Date Update. Let me come right out and ask, what's going on with Mike?
So, I mean, you know, listen, it's been a long time since I've heard from Mike, you know. I'm wondering if you're able to even just get in touch with him.
Okay.
So how did you and Mike meet?
I joined a meetup group. I've been having a hard time making friends, so I figured, you know, hey, this would be a great time to just put myself out there.
And yeah, that's cool.
And you know, are you? You must be new to Minnesota because it is tough to really break in here.
Yeah.
We get that complaint all the time. Anyway,
yeah.
that is a great way to meet people.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was. I was trying to make a friend, you know, but then I met Mike.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you guys went on a date, and how did the first date go?
Fun. So, you know, we played pool, and we both hadn't played in a long time. But it was good.
So why do you think he's not calling you back?
So he said he's always busy with work. So I think it might be a case of him honestly just being busy. I mean, he could still answer me, but there wasn't anything awkward between us on our date. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, the busy thing is tricky because, you know, it's like you get it, but how long has it been now? You said it's been a couple weeks since you chat with him, right?
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks since I've heard from him.
Okay.
So we're calling Mike right now.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Mike?
Why are you calling me?
Okay, so we texted you a few minutes ago, and you said yes, that you would come on and talk to us. It's Thunder and PT here at 102.9 The Wolf, and this is called Second Date Update.
We were actually asked to call you, Mike.
From Jenny.
Yeah. Oh, Jenny. Okay.
Yeah, you went on a date not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I can't believe she's put me on blast like this. That's not cool.
Okay, well, hang on. I don't think she's trying to make you look bad, Mike. She wants to see you again. I mean, I think she had a good time. Is there a reason that you're not getting back to her?
I mean, yeah, there's a reason. It's a little bit messy, though.
Okay, well, hang tight. I mean, what's messy about it, buddy?
Okay, well, look. We met it at a meetup group, right? I mean, we hit it off. We had a great time on the date. But I also met another lady there at the meetup, and we went out too. And I'm really into her. And I I don't want to upset Jenny, but things are really working out with this other girl.
Okay, and that is understandable. And these things happen, of course. Mike, we've got Jenny here on the other line. Jenny, is there something you'd like to say to Mike?
I don't really have a lot to say. I'm disappointed. I have to ask, who was the other girl?
All right, Jenny. I'd rather not say.
How come?
It's just that I don't say anything. It's really, I don't want to say it.
Why wouldn't you tell me? Is it Jessica?
I'm not saying a thing.
Are you kidding me?
Jessica.
You had to get with my friend?
Well, you brought her to the meetup, so that's your fault, don't you think? Why would you bring a friend to a date?
I don't think she brought her to the date. She brought her to the meetup group.
I didn't want to go alone, and this jerk dated both of us. Why couldn't you just pick one of us?
I did. I picked Jessica.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And I'm sorry you had to find out like this, but you're the one that wanted to be on the radio talking about it. So, I choose Jessica. Thank you. It was nice knowing you.
Can I ask a question? How did you end up going? If you wanted Jessica, how did you end up going on a date with Jenny?
I wanted to try them both. I just wanted to figure out which one I liked the best. So I went on with Jenny, and then I went out with Jessica, and I like Jessica better. That's that. And we thought it would be best to not tell you, Jenny, not so the time was right.
So
apparently this is the time, I guess.
Jessica hadn't said anything about this, Jenny?
No, not even like a little bit. That's why I'm so just like, are you serious right now?
So you went to a meetup group to meet friends, and you actually ended up losing one in the process.
Oh. Yeah, seriously. It's really, really crappy.
I'm so sorry. Mike, I guess we do appreciate your honesty on this.
Yeah, for sure.
But really, going after her friend?
Yeah, no problem. All right, I'm sorry it worked out this way, but I got to get to work, guys.
Okay, he's avoiding he's avoiding the question. Yeah, there he goes. All right, well, Jenny, thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Yeah, thank you.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.